The Twins return home next Monday, August 9th, to take on the Chicago White Sox. Plan your trip to Target Field to see your favorite team in action and enjoy the excitement from the stands. Get your tickets at twinsbaseball.com/tickets.
Oh, it's fun. Crazy. It's painful, but it's wonderful.
What is the name?
It's Royce Unchained.
How unchained are we feeling today, Patrick?
I couldn't be happier because Zim's in a bad mood, and life is always better when Zim's in a bad mood. The sports scene is more fun when Zim's mad at somebody. I thought, actually, I guess I had a misperception that he and Kirk had kind of reached an understanding last year. They thought Kirk played pretty well. Kirk didn't say as many goofy things, I didn't think. Yeah. I thought he was very good on opening day with his press conference. But it didn't take long, I guess. The fact that he's not vaccinated, which means that even if he doesn't have the COVID, he has to be quarantined for 5 days.
Yes.
And it's a somewhat shorter camp, right? Because you got only three exhibitions.
Mm-hmm.
So the run-up, even though the season starts later, they kind of, isn't this a little later than normal? Don't they start about the 22nd or 3rd? Maybe that's
it just depends.
Rookies.
But yes, it's there's not a ton of practice time.
No.
It's not the old days.
That's the other thing.
You're correct.
You can't run them 2-a-days all the time,
right,
and stuff like that. So anyway, I don't like, as you pointed out on Twitter, I don't like Nate Stanley's chances of being carrying on the practice squad. Do you?
No, I don't. No.
Nate also is apparently unvaccinated. If you're a fourth team quarterback, why trying to hold on? How could you not be telling him, I'll take a Johnson, two Modernos, two Pfizers, and a booster if you'll give them to me, man. I'll take it all.
And a shot of Jaeger, too, just for a good measure.
I'll take a smallpox vaccination, a shingles vaccination, a flu vaccination, anything you want.
Yes.
If you're going to let me stay around, I got a hunch. Maybe our guy Jackson Erdman will get to be the fourth quarterback.
Somebody else is going to be by the time that Stanley can come back, and I think they can officially release him. Yes.
I got an unofficial report that Jackson, when he was here throwing to DD, they liked him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and they told him, hey, if somebody gets hurt, stay tuned. We might, if you see our number on your phone, call us back. And then, of course, COVID came up. So what they had no practices then, official practices with Kirk, or did they?
No, they started on Wednesday.
Wednesday, okay.
So Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Friday he was out. Right?
No, Saturday.
Oh,
so he practiced for 3 days.
And he had to confess because Zim had to make a big deal because what was Friday night? Wasn't there a
Saturday night?
Saturday night.
Yeah, so Mon tested
positive. I was a day off.
Mon tested positive with a breakthrough case because he's vaccinated on Saturday morning, I think.
Okay.
And then everyone in the quarterback room, if they weren't vaccinated, has to be in quarantine.
Okay. Now, Mon, if he tests negative.
Twice in 48 hours.
48 hours.
He's back.
He can come back again, right?
He could be back before Kirk and Stanley, despite the fact he's had it.
Mm-hmm. Well, all I know is what used to be my second home state of Florida, very proud to be leading New Delhi in vaccine in the Delta virus. We not only have one out of every five cases in the United States of Delta, we're proud to have one of every five in the state.
You're probably glad you sold the old place.
Yes, I am. Although the anti-vaccine Trump crowd is probably down there buying everything they can get their hands on. And I do love the governor's explanation for the kids. Hell, most of them have had the virus already anyway. Let them go. Why do they have to wear masks? They've already had the virus.
I saw that.
So that's good. So anyway, it's I do think, just to let the vaccine thing go after this, but I do think it's going to be a hard time to getting people masked up again.
Oh, yeah, it could be.
Yeah, I mean, I can see fights in the aisles at the grocery stores, right? If they tell us to mask up again.
It might not take that to cause fights in the aisles of grocery stores with how things are trending with people believing different things.
Yes.
But with the Kirk thing, Pat, I keep coming back to this. I don't care what your politics are. This is about, if we're talking about football, the Vikings winning football games, right?
Yes.
Then and the you should NFL, want him.
The NFL playing football games.
Yes.
So they can pay you your whatever.
But the NFL is looking to nail you if yes. you're not vaccinated.
Yes, they are.
And
they
that's
are.
Not going to change.
No.
So we can complain about that, but that's not going to change. So if you want the Vikings to win as much as they possibly can, you should be rooting for this guy to get the vaccine.
Yes. Washington, the Washington football team apparently is not 70%, did I read?
Yeah, and Rivera actually ripped Rivera him at his went, first
well,
presser.
Yeah, Rivera says, hey, if you care about me,
yeah,
I had cancer.
Yep.
Yeah. You know, a year ago, I had cancer. And if you care about the coach, get vaccinated.
Yep.
But apparently they don't. I don't know. I don't know how that group. You don't know how the politics work within a team. I don't know. DeAndre Hopkins is like nuts about not getting vaccinated.
Yes, he was tweeting about not being vaccinated. And Cole Beasley's off his rocker.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, Cole Beasley is, you know, this is like, he's in Buffalo, right?
Yes.
Yeah, New York, which takes this stuff pretty seriously. So, yeah, his whole speech about our long-term, they have been sold the idea that they can have long-term health problems if they take the vaccine, and maybe they're reading that online. I have no idea. Maybe they're believing what they read online. But
the incredible thing about football,
so
players,
you don't,
though,
so you don't care about that. You go out there and play,
yep,
knowing that your life expectancy has already been reduced by about 12 years from playing football and mm-hmm. concussions and everything else you're going to get as a wide receiver. But you're very worried about the long-term health concerns that you're going to have from the vaccine. So,
and how much stuff are those guys shot up with already when it comes to pregame shots?
I'd like to see the newspaper accounts from 1948 or 9 when we were ready to vaccinate people for polio, right? And where people, oh!
Twitter was aflame.
This is
God. I heard Twitter was a
yes,
mess back
yes,
then.
Yes, Twitter would have been.
In 1948.
No, this is not God's will. God's, this fact, if you're going to get polio, that's God's will. You should get polio. You know, happily jump into your iron lung instead of getting
that
vaccinated.
Jonas Salk can go bleep himself.
Yes, that's right. Yes. Who was, Paul Harvey was probably the version then of Fox News. Paul was a little right of Genghis Khan. So
page two.
My old man never missed it either.
I love Paul Harvey. Are you kidding?
But it was on, what, like noon nationally, the Paul Harvey News.
Yep.
The old man.
This station carried it.
Oh, yeah. But
1,500 for years.
They, you know, I'm talking about being a kid in the 50s, and if we were in the car pheasant hunting or something, we had to, I mean, if there was a pheasant sitting in the ditch, we had to wait until Paul Harvey was over before we took the time to shoot it out the car window.
I love that story.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. It's nice to see Zim worked up, though.
Oh, yeah.
But I was talking to Randball this morning, and he made a fair point that, are we getting a bad vibe? Are we getting it's not the Mankato 2010 vibe yet.
No.
But are you getting, it depends upon injuries, right?
Yes.
I mean, if you get out of camp hurt. But the offensive line that had a lot of hope for is banged up. We're not seeing, two of the five guys we're not seeing, right? Or just one?
Just one.
Okay.
Darisaw, because they're... The right guard right now is going to be Dakota Dozier, I kid you not, or Ole Udo.
And the left tackle is going to be Cleveland? No, who's going to be the left
Probably
tackle?
Rashad Hill to start
Rashad
the season.
Hill. Just so that has
backup.
Not been
That's
a
not
solution.
Good.
And
That's
so,
not good.
So they haven't jacked it up. I mean, that was, you're looking at the draft ammunition they've used on that offensive line. It should be better. But I was reading some stuff. Pro Football Focus, they aren't big fans of Bradbury, right? Is he lowly rated? Did he have a bad year or something? I mean,
he had a terrible year.
They don't look at
in pass protection.
They don't look at him as a pass protector, right? So all of a sudden, I was saying, okay, the offensive line, all these number one. For years we said you got to, the only way you put an offensive line together is with first and second round draft choices.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they've done that now, but if you're hurt or some guy, if Bradberry turns out to be not as good as he was supposed to be, then you're kind of starting all over again.
So it's right? It's a bad vibe with what's transpired, I think, if Kirk doesn't get vaxxed now. If he does, it's actually the best thing that could have happened to him.
Yeah, to get him.
Yeah, because, I mean, this could happen, but, and it probably will happen again.
But he might have family members telling him he's going to go to hell if he gets vaccinated. So who knows what it means.
Yeah,
so.
I don't know. But, yes,
Dad's a little hardcore on the religious standpoint, huh?
Yes, Dad is a preacher, I believe, of some sort.
In a fundamental church,
yeah,
I believe.
In Florida.
Really hardcore,
in Florida.
In Florida.
Your former state.
Come on in and get the vaccine. You want to get the virus, then you're immune. That's much better than getting vaccinated.
Yes, exactly.
God almighty. You know what? The best thing that's happened to me in 2021 is getting out from under the condo at a half-assed decent price.
Yeah.
Because you worry about too much. You worry about the air conditioning going out, and my guy Hans goes in there on Tuesday, and it goes out on Wednesday, and it's the middle of the summer, and nobody's in there again for a week, and there's stuff crawling on the walls, you know? You worry about that.
I didn't know about that before you told me about that.
You worry about, you know...
There's a lot of things I didn't know about that you told me about.
Mold is like,
snakes?
It's like here has been the last month, but it's like that all the time, except it's not dry. It's a wet heat.
Yes.
And so you got that. And then, a snake might sneak in.
That is a bad
thing.
I'm out.
If there's a python reported within 5 miles of the place, you got to sell, right? I mean, because if there's one, they're like mice. There's thousands of them. And then.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Mrs. Python, when she lays her eggs,
has
like 60, or they might be live birth, I'm not sure, but there's like 60 of them.
Oh.
That's why they're so fat. They have thousands of them. They're hitchhiking up Highway 75, Interstate 75. Don't. They're on the way. They were in Port Charlotte last year. They skipped Fort. They haven't seen them in Fort Myers yet, but they had some in Port Charlotte. So you got her, and then you got every time there's a tropical storm, you wonder if it's going to hit you, you know. So,
but besides that, it was a joy owning the condo.
It was for a while, you know, but I'm glad that we got over that compunction. You know, wasn't a financial bonanza, but we survived. So anyway, I'm glad we're out of there. Even though pretty soon everyone in the state will have had the COVID, and then it'll be
Be perfect.
Then it'll be perfect. Just be like India. It'll be great. Everybody's had it now, and you know, we lost a few thousand, 10, 20, 30, 50,000, but the ones that survived are now immune for a while. So that's good. That's good. Anyway. So can our twins do it? They need to be 14 and 42 the rest of the way to have the worst record ever. They'd have to play 250.
Okay, the schedule.
That's bad to play 250. It's hard to play 250.
It is hard, but I will say this. I like the schedule a lot.
For losing?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a good losing schedule.
Is it?
Because they sucked against bad teams early, and that's what got them into the predicament.
They got to have some left with, like, you got to have some series, one of their series left with all those Eastern teams, right?
Yep.
Don't they?
Yeah. Yep. They go to the Yankees. I believe.
Toronto already been here?
No, Toronto comes here near the end of the season.
Okay.
For all a weekend.
Right. Boy, that's a good club. They got themselves buried, but you look at that lineup. Mm-hmm. They're good, and they've loaded up. They got Berríos, and they got this other kid pitcher, Molina, or whatever his name is. He's back. And, you know what team's in trouble in that division? The Red Sox.
Yes.
They're starting to leak. They don't have enough pitchers. They got swept by Tampa. The closer for Tampa last night, Matt Whistler.
Oh, it's incredible. Well, they traded their closer to Seattle, which traded Graveman to Houston. What the hell's going on?
I don't
know
why they traded their closer. I read Mark Topkin, who covers the team like he's in their office. You know, he's great. And he said they kind of, his velocity was down. They didn't want to, his numbers were great, but his velocity was down, and they basically are worried about paying him a lot of money for 2 years when he's getting worse. So they figured this was max value. They didn't get that much, but then they turned around and they had made a deal in the middle of last month after Whistler got designated by the Giants.
Yep.
His ERA was 6 for the Giants. They got him there, and now he's closing a game against the Red Sox.
They're incredible.
That gets him. They are. They're unbelievable. It's magic. Them and the Giants this year are just, Tampa's been magic for a while.
Yep.
But the Giants are, like, you watch that team, they just took 2 out of 3 from the Dodgers and 2 out of 3 from Houston, who are both, on paper, 5 runs better than them, even now that they have Chris Bryant. They have all these anonymous people, and they got pretty good starting, you know.
They were supposed to be bad for 4 years.
Yes. Yeah, it's unbelievable. They got the best record in baseball, 66-39. It's incredible. I don't get it.
Is Gabe Kapler? I mean, that would, the Philadelphia thing with him was a disaster.
You and I talked about it last week. They're going to lose 20 out of 25. It's still going to. They're running out of time.
You think so?
They're running out of time, but they're still going to lose 20 out of 25. They are. Although the Padres, with Tatis probably not playing the rest of the year, that's his third shoulder disjointment or whatever it is. I'm not sure it's a separation. But they think they're going to have surgery, so then all of a sudden they haven't played up to expectations with him. So they maybe they're the odd team out. I don't know.
And Boston and San Diego didn't go get starting pitching.
No, I was really
surprised. I thought San Diego was going to for sure.
I thought for sure Berríos would end up there once the Dodgers got the Scherzer. But I guess Toronto made him a better offer. So they had 2 prospects. An infielder named Abrams, and then the pitcher who was like 3rd overall, Mackenzie Gore, a lefty. And they obviously didn't want to move those guys. So the Twins, Martin number 2, supposedly, for Toronto, and then the other guy's a top 10er. So Martin, I heard this discussion on MLB Network. After the trade was made with Levine, like 5 o'clock that afternoon, and I can't remember who was talking about him, who was interviewing him, but the guy said that Martin screwed up his swing, that he's changed it, and he's like pointing the bat at the pitcher, and he's doing all this stuff. But his last month, Levine pointed out that last month he was the best hitter in the league, and he didn't play in 2020. I don't know how we judge the guys who didn't play last year. You know, all of the thousands, the dozens of minor leaguers that didn't play last year.
Mm-hmm.
Scores, hundreds of minor leaguers who didn't play last year. It's hard to say. Here's the thing. Like, Canarino is, like, I saw him this spring. That's good stuff, and he's a big, tall kid. And so he didn't pitch in 2020. He's now 23, might have turned 24. He didn't pitch last year. This year he's been shut down since June because of an elbow. So if he's healthy next spring, what do you get out of him? 60 innings?
Right.
You know, he hasn't pitched since 2019.
Right.
You know, 1 year of minor league baseball. He got drafted in 19. Blazevic didn't pitch last year. He's about 25, 26, 25 probably. He didn't pitch last year. This year he just coming back from being shut down for like 2 months with a bad back. These guys are way off schedule. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure it's with every other club too, but but the Duran, when was that trade? 3 years ago, right?
Yes.
2018?
Yes.
And I can't remember if they got him for Presley or got him for Escobar. I don't know which is which. But he's barely pitched. And he's shut down in St. Paul now again. So they keep talking. You know, 3 of their 4 top pitching prospects aren't pitching this year, basically haven't pitched. Blazevic is pitching again now, but he's...
And nobody's more careful than the Minnesota Twins.
Oh, yes. We'll figure out a... How about the shoe, man? Our old buddy Dean Spiros.
I know. How about that?
Freelancing for St. Paul. I didn't realize Dean has been doing a little stuff for him. Our old
He's doing
buddy,
a lot of Saint stuff.
Our buddy from St. Paul. He goes over there and walks into a hell of a story. The shoe ripping the hell out of the Twins for screwing him up.
I'm looking forward to the column that you write about the shoe, about the shoe's comments about ripping the Twins after being one of the most horse bleep pitchers that we've seen in recent memory.
I think in this case, you have to side with the shoe, don't you, to make it look like, to make people really go crazy.
Just of all the people.
Rocco, who can watch his team play like the biggest morons in the history of sports. That got to him. Did you see the quotes today?
No, I've not read them.
Rocco, I saw it in Phil's piece, and I'm sure everybody else had it too, but he was very upset with the shoe.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, I've not seen the quotes yet.
We have a lot of a confidence in our group that instructs the pitcher. That's the new word in baseball, our group.
Okay,
Our group. We have a lot, Wes, and our group.
You think shoe's time here is done then?
I would say the trouble is, guys like that now, the rules have changed. I guess if you release them, somebody can sign them, right? And then they can function. I don't know if they can join a race then if you release them. But the waiver trades are gone.
Yes. We're done with trade. Yep.
That's why you had 70 players traded.
Which, by the way, was outstanding.
I think somebody said 41 prospects were traded on the deadline day.
How about the White Sox in their bullpen now?
Ooh, although Kopech's first time out, he gave up 5. Did you see that?
No,
didn't
I didn't.
But you got
Hendricks,
gas.
Kimbrel, they've got some setup guys now.
Yeah, they're good. And they got Eloy back, and Roberts is coming back here in a week or two. So Eloy came back with a 3-run homer, right?
Yes. But I love the fact that presented with an opportunity to make a playoff run, they made moves.
How about the Cubs? Look at that lineup. Who are these guys?
That's a hard bail right there.
Yeah. Oh, man.
That's a very Zolgadian bail.
You are relying on Wrigley to bring people in, aren't you? I said the only thing that's missing from the Cubs, the new Cubs, is Jack Brickhouse babbling nonsensically and 4,000.
You like Jack Brickhouse? Hey!
4,000 people roaming around in the shadows of Wrigley. You remember seeing those games when nobody was there?
What we need is a David Ross meltdown in the Lee Elia vein.
Yes, right.
All these mother bleepers.
Country bleepers.
All unemployed. Come and boo our asses.
That's the best of all of them.
It's one
better
of the
than
great.
Burnsies. Better
it's
than
so,
better than it's one of the great.
The Lasorda one on Bavakwa is one of my.
Oh, it's great. But you're talking
Kurt Bavakwa.
But you're talking about your customers.
Yes, it is.
Telling them they're a bunch of unemployed country fellas who believe in oral gratification.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
Oh, such a good meltdown.
Oh, God. Unbelievable.
Such a good meltdown, and probably accurate.
But I wonder what he's doing. Why, the one that surprised me is Baez. I thought they'd keep him, didn't you?
Yes.
I mean, the other guys.
They bailed on everybody.
The other
could.
Guys, yes. They traded all of them, and wow, they're not going to pay. That's a risky deal, right? Next thing they're going to have, bring back the College of Coaches.
Yes. Yeah, I wonder if Ross is in trouble there, too, because they haven't done...
Don't you think he's bad?
Yeah,
I think he's a little pompous.
This is Ricey for the Canopy Group. For the past 163 years and even more, Minnesotans have been enjoying all this great state has to offer. From Niagara Cave to the Lake of the Woods, outdoor adventures abound. It's great we can experience a state so rich in landmarks, landscapes, art, and adventure. With so many adventure options, it got us thinking, why are so many Minnesotans limiting their home and auto insurance options? Today, 80% of Minnesotans Minnesotans have their insurance with just one agent who has only one company to deal with. You have no options. At the Canopy Group, we offer you more than 16 companies for your home and auto insurance and 30 professionals to deal with. As your needs change, we have options that continue to provide you with the best coverage for the best price. You wouldn't want to fish in only one of Minnesota's 10,000 lakes, and we don't want you to be stuck with only one insurance company. Visit thecanopygroup.com or call 800-967-3389 and get the best insurance options available today.
Well, I think he's a little pompous, and I think that they thought it was going to work that he was buddies with some of the guys they just traded, and that doesn't work.
No, God, no. They don't care about you. They don't. They can be your buddies, but they don't. That's not going to get them to go out and fight. But the Yanks are playing good. The Yanks are probably going to sneak in and make the playoffs, and at the cost of the Red Sox, maybe.
I was surprised at the amount of moves they made. I didn't think they were going to a couple.
Top of the American League's pretty damn good.
Mm-hmm.
You got four in the East, mm-hmm. and you got Oakland and Houston, and then you got the White Sox. You got seven good teams. You know, so Oakland's just as amazing as Tampa too. They just
every year.
I don't know.
I mean,
how
it seems like
it.
Every year.
Yeah, in the last decade or the last 8 years, they've had one horrible season, and the Tampa's had one horrible season. And Tampa, you said okay about 4 years ago. You say okay, it finally caught up with them. Next year they won 98 or something.
When Madden left, I thought, okay, it's done now.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think Kevin Cash was the bullpen coach in Cleveland. Who the hell is this guy?
He's good, though.
I know.
At an organization that can give you every cliche, every modern cliche, just like this one, you know, he's a straight shooter. He's a pretty straight mm-hmm. shooter, you know. Had a hard time explaining. How about getting rid of Blake Snell, too, who can't get anybody out?
I know. He's been terrible.
He's, you know.
He's been terrible.
I mean, they're just.
So how does Rocco watch Kevin Cash and come away like he has then? That's the one thing I don't get.
Well, as I said, you have to read the shoe quotes. But, yeah, I think he realizes that's the way they want him to be. You know, but here's how bad things were in the field yesterday. Were you watching the game? Dick and Roy ripped them.
Yep.
Ripped their fielding and pointed out all the negative statistics about the number of unearned runs they've scored, about their second in the majors and errors behind only who, Baltimore or somebody terrible. Arizona or somebody. I couldn't believe what I was hearing.
You challenged BSN on Twitter earlier
yes,
in the day,
right.
And they came through.
They did.
Shouldn't be surprised.
It was like, I think Dick, God love him, is really frustrated by the fact that he has to sit in Target Field when they're on the road and watch this horse crap baseball. If you're there on the road and enjoying some of the perks of being the announcer, it's not quite as bad as being stuck at Target Field.
Right.
And the thing he does, I'm sure it agitates the hell out of him, is he always says, here at Target Field, when they're someplace
yes.
else. Yeah, they're being, he's yes. going out of his way to say here
he
at Target.
He does a great job of pointing out.
That
like
they
he'll,
aren't there.
He'll say things like, we're told an umpire has left the game.
Yes.
We don't have any idea who that umpire is because
yes,
he wants
does.
Back on the road.
Yes, he
it's
does.
Great. It's the one thing he does I absolutely
I
love.
I know. And he
and you're right.
And somebody says it's confusing when he says or he should stop. Well, you listen to other games. I listen to other games. They don't make a big point of not being there. But I think it's gotten to Dick that, mm-hmm. okay, we can – you know, we can do anything we want, basically, with our lives, but you cheapos won't send us on the road. What do you think? What's it going to happen? Are these guys going to be on the road next year?
I sure hope so, but I'm not confident that every team is going back.
No, some of them are just going to save the money. Toronto, you know, was doing simulcasts with Shulman. They finally...
Yeah, they gave up on it.
They finally renewed their radio broadcast.
That's one of the... What on earth, of all the simulcast sports?
Yes.
Baseball, you can't do that.
No. If anybody can do it, it's Shulman. Yeah. He's fantastic. But it's, you know, it's just cheapness of the...
Yes.
You know, I mean, you're out spending this money when you can't play at home, so you're going to save... $40,000, you know, $60,000 by not sending.
I bet Sinclair though loves this because they own ton of those Bally's networks.
And
now.
You wonder if That's it's going to be their decision or the team's.
Yeah,
you know.
Well, I bet you that they might tell the teams if you want your guys on the road, you pay for them.
Yeah,
and if you don't,
that's true.
They're staying home.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it at all. I wouldn't doubt it at all. I would think that the local tandem will be broken up if I can't imagine Roy wanting to do many games when he's not at the ballpark, seeing what the hell's going on and talking to people. That's the other thing. You don't talk to anybody. You get to talk to Rocco on Zoom. That's like
that you get.
That's like talking to Trump's press secretary. You're not going to get a whole lot of good info, right?
No, you're not. But you're right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean it's unbelievable what they're this team, the decisions is, and I'm not you know they had to trade Berríos, they traded him at the right time because they weren't going to sign him, and this was the time to move him. Whether they got the right package or not, I don't know. But that said, some of the decisions they have made this year, Trevor May, $15.5 million for 2 years. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that? They instead, as I pointed out, they paid $8.25 million for Hansel and Regrettable. You know,
you got to trot that back out in print. By the way,
Robles
now.
And Colomé.
That baby's got to come back.
Yeah, right. I mean, what? What? May's a horse. May's a horse. Why don't you keep him?
They had a terrible
Zach
off-season.
Littell cost you zero.
Yep.
You get rid of Zach Littell, who has a good arm, disappointed you a little last year, but he has a good arm. You get rid of him, and you're, you know, Bo Burrows. What do they possibly think the upside of putting in a claim for Bo Burrows is? For God's sakes, you know, give me a... Somebody who can breathe, for God's sakes. I mean, what? They're claiming these guys, and there's no upside beyond getting two innings in a game you're losing. What do you want those guys for?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't get it. They just, and the one that there will be studies done on is, what went into Randy Dobnak getting $9 million? What went into that? I want to be in that meeting. I want the transcript of that meeting to see if somebody was actually showing signs of mental illness in there. You know, if someone should get help, right? What was the object of that?
I have no idea.
I mean, you got him cheap. No, you didn't.
Yep.
He's going to be back pitching for that team in Detroit, the Independent League, in a year, for God's sake.
Yeah, but he'd be rich.
Yeah, right. He'll be happy.
He'll be able to, no more Uber.
He'll be able to buy dinner. So George Samus is coming back Thursday, CHS Field. They're honoring the 2019 team that they never had a chance to honor, and George is driving back from Geneva, Illinois. So he's managing the Kane County Cougars, who basically replaced the Saints. In Geneva, Illinois, he told me that this has been the worst year ever for trying to get players. He says, usually, minor leaguers, you know, with all the things, he says, usually there's 400 players get released. He says, this year about 50. Because everybody's, A, they haven't signed that many, but, you know, like 2020, a lot of these 32-year-old guys said, the hell with it, and just went and got jobs, you know.
They're not in the
workforce.
Yeah.
And he said there's no player. And if anybody gets you know, pitches three scoreless innings in an independent league game. He gets signed
by a big league club.
By a minor league organization. Yeah, he says he's got nine, like he usually had, mostly veterans and three young pitchers. He's got nine rookie pitchers. He told me that have never.
I didn't even give that thought. Yeah,
never been in pro ball before. Because, well, the Saints have. When you look at their roster, I think they have. I think they're allowed to have 28. And they're 16 pitchers and about six more on the DL. There's like 22 of them when you read the list. It's unbelievable.
Wow.
You don't think about how many guys, Thorpe, mm-hmm. Smeltzer, mm-hmm. Stashek. There's like two or three other of them that are shut down. Rogers now. And
he might be done for the season.
Yes, they're saying he's done for the season pretty much. Caleb Thielbar is your ace lefty.
Oh, yeah. No, it's a mess.
Yes.
We are not too far from back to school time. Always an exciting and busy time of the year, finding classes, figuring out schedules, and parents helping college-bound children with everything from expenses to housing to transportation. Here's a suggestion to make campus life a lot easier for the younger scholar in your life. A Bintelli scooter from EcoFun Motorsports in Forest Lake. Bintelli scooters are the fun, economical way to get around campus and town. They can be parked like a bicycle, so no need to worry about finding parking spaces or paying pricey parking fees. Bintelli scooters were created to offer the highest quality at the most affordable prices. Take advantage of the lowest prices of the year with EcoFund's back-to-school sale on Bintelli scooters starting at just $10.99. Looking for greener transportation solutions? EcoFund also carries a full line of lightweight, dependable electric Bintelli bicycles. EcoFund, specializing in economical, fun transportation at prices for everyone's budget. Check out the back-to-school sale now at EcoFund Motorsports Forest Lake. Online at EcoFundMotorsports.com.
What else are we worked up about? So are our Wild done? Are we going to get a center?
Well, I think they're still going to try it, but here's the thing I don't get. Why is the Kaprizov thing not done? It is what it is, as they say. It's going to probably be a 3 or 4 year contract.
They think they can outlast him, I suppose.
Yeah, I know, but at some point in time, just get it done. I think he wants a short term contract. And they're trying to convince him, but at some point you just have to say, okay, we'll give you
4 years. Yeah, 4 years. Let's compromise. Yes. 4 years. Give us 4 years.
And I think they want, you know, five or six. And I don't think they're going to get that.
But they also don't want to give them the right number.
Well,
you know, 8 is not the number, is it?
8 or 9. Short term, I think.
Short term. Yeah. But I mean, 8 ain't the number for 8 years.
No.
Number for 8 years.
But he doesn't want to do that. And you know what? I don't blame him.
No.
Let's see where things go.
Yeah.
If they win a Stanley Cup, guess what? He's probably staying.
Yeah.
And if they don't, then guess what? He's probably gone. I mean, at some point in time, though, I think you just have to get it done.
I don't trust Russians either. Not him. Not individuals.
You don't trust Russian agents for sure.
That's what I'm saying. I don't trust because don't know who he has to pay 10% to. You know,
or how many 10% he has to pay.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
How many 10% that the agents. Yeah, he has to pay 20% probably instead of 10%.
Well, taking a swig of Stoli. No, you're right.
Yeah. And it was certainly an exciting NBA draft for our team.
You don't like the big trade? The Ricky Rubio trade?
Oh, that's right.
Ricky's gone.
By the way, the guy they gave, he's making $13 million. How much was Ricky making? Like 16?
Yeah. Yeah, he was making a little more. Yep.
This guy they signed, I guess it's Prince? An expiring contract.
Yes, so I think he's just a short-term stayover guy.
It is interesting, though. They got to go get a center because they need someone to play defense inside. So they're basically admitting Cat won't play defense, right?
Yeah, they can't come back with the current construction defensively. They'll give up. They'll still give up 120 a game or whatever it was.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, Kat, you cannot get this current group, or you can't count on them to play defense.
What is, so we'll have Malik Beasley. Nobody would take him, right?
So far, no. I'm not going to be surprised if he's the guy who's traded.
I don't think that they'll get anybody to take him. That's a lot of money.
Well, and that contract's another one I don't get after he got in trouble. And they signed him. I don't understand how that contract gets done after you have pulled a gun on some suburbanites in Plymouth.
Somebody sent me an email very outraged that we have not. He was talking about the Star Tribune, but the media in general in the Twin Cities has not done a proper job of telling people what a shifty SOB A-Rod was, and that he, you know, steroids and lied, and liar, and and how that owners are supposed to be, aren't they supposed to be examples for youth, and you know, the youth of a team that follows the team? And I had to respond to him, and I said, no, role models. He used role model.
Mm-hmm.
I said, Jerry Jones, you know, yeah, that's a role model. I mean, what Robert Kraft, you know.
Just destroy
them. Having them destroy the videos when you're in getting your massage, your erotic massage.
Uh-huh.
I mean, there's A-Rod is a phony, mm-hmm. you know. But that certainly doesn't disqualify him from owning a sports team, for goodness sakes. And the fact that he lied about steroids, that doesn't disqualify him, does it? No, I mean,
no, it doesn't disqualify him.
If he hasn't been in jail for, you know, like Eddie DiBartolo or, you know, get caught.
But it won't be surprising if he does things that aren't necessarily favorable to the organization.
But the big thing about the whole deal with Glenn.
Mm-hmm.
And why it was going to take 3 years and he was going to mentor him, that they tried to send out the message that it was, you know, that it was they were going to use Glenn's sage advice. It's because they didn't come up with the money.
Right.
It's going to take them 3 years to come up with the money.
Which, by the way, there's no guarantee that that does ultimately happen.
Which we means, think it will, now, but I don't know how much Glenn would have to, what they could claw back. But if he gets 500 and they can't come up with the other billion, I don't think that'll hurt his feelings.
Yeah.
He'll still I guess they have 20% of the team now.
They
right?
do. Yep. It'll be 20% increments.
Yes. But they only when they're done they only get 20% total?
No. It'll be so when they're done it'll be 60% and majority ownership of the team.
I don't know how you can
sell. So they're doing it in 20% And what they're doing is each time they do it, they have to go to the owners to get approval. So the first 20% got approved, and that's currently in place.
But you're telling me a bad franchise in a bad market can get $1.5 billion for 60%? That Glenn and Glenn and Orbach, who wants to get paid, Glenn and Orbach still are keeping 40%? Or somebody is?
Yeah, I guess. I just know that I read it. It was an increment of 20% until they get majority ownership of the team.
These guys have paid a little attention to the fact that people are not going to sporting events like they used to, huh?
Or they have another idea about what they're going to do with the team.
Well,
that's why I keep saying we can't discount
that's true.
That.
Just as long as we realize it's not Vegas or Seattle, they got to find another market.
Yeah.
Unless they want to pay $2 billion more.
But you know what? I think you said it.
Who wants to go to Seattle? By the time you get to Seattle, nobody will even remember the Supersonics.
You brought
the Kraken fever, man.
But Pat, you brought this up months ago, and if there's not a territorial problem, it makes a ton of sense. Tampa.
Yeah, that guy's got a lot of money. Now, Johnny Kay and all those people said no because Orlando's can keep him out. But you can get bribed to let them in, too.
Mm-hmm.
And at Vinick is a make-it-happen guy. You know, he's building a city down there where that arena is.
Yeah, it's actually really cool.
Yeah. I mean, it's...
And, I mean, they've done a great... With that club, the Lightning, they've done a great job.
Oh, yeah.
Two Stanley Cups?
The marketing is incredible.
I told you,
Between the first and second period, they bring some fan out there and give him a $50,000 check for his favorite charity every night. And during the lockout, lockout, they did it. They went, they would go to some fan's house on a night a game was scheduled.
Nice.
And give them a check for $50,000 for their charity.
State of hockey. Florida.
Yes, it is. It is.
Bleep, Minnesota.
It's the state of hockey and Delta virus. It's the state of those two things, yes.
Oh, the Olympics.
Yes.
Have you been watching a ton of the Olympics?
No. I did watch some of SUNY Lee. I did watch some of SUNY Lee, and I'm very proud of her. I think it's a great story. I watched 5 minutes of golf and realized that I was contributing to the idiocy of having Olympic golf, so I turned it off. It's completely stupid.
I appreciate that.
And nothing else do I care about. I don't care about the men's basketball team, women's basketball. You know the women's basketball team's going to win, but I don't, you know, if the men's basketball team fails, that's interesting, but I'm not interested enough to watch. No, I haven't watched much of it. They got some track going now, and if I happen to click over, and I just completely confused by what I'm watching live and what's not live. You know, I mean, like, we had a story posted like 9:30 Saturday morning on Suni Lee winning a bronze.
Yep.
And that's your, Sunday morning, 9:30. And that's your play story on Monday.
Yeah, and she won it at 5:30 in the morning on
Sunday.
Sunday, yeah.
So,
or here, I should say.
And you could read it online.
Yep. But it's a play story in the paper.
Yes,
now.
The next day. And I've been through that myself from Sydney when it was even 2 hours. I think it was 17 hours there instead of 15.
Mm-hmm.
I hate it. I love being in Australia. It's a great country, and the people are crazier than dog dung. You know, they're goofy. But they're fun. But it's for recovering it, it's brutal. Because I'd call in and make my 7 a.m. hit with, I think, Yates then.
Mm-hmm.
And then write about what I just covered, you know, for the next day.
Right.
And they'd say, well, you got to write ahead. Well, as I've said, yay. You know, whoever's in, you know, Sydney on that basketball. Garnett was on that team. Hey, Kevin, come over and let's talk for 20 minutes about the upcoming game. You know, that's not exactly.
Yeah, it's not going to work?
No.
The Meadows at Mystic Lake is hosting the 2021 Land O'Lakes Legends Classic August 6th and 7th. See some of the greatest names in the history of women's golf as they compete in the inaugural Land O'Lakes Legends Classic presented by the Meadows at Mystic Lake. The Legends of the LPGA Tour is known for its fan-friendly environment with lots of opportunities for autographs, limited roping, and photo ops after the rounds. To learn more about the August 6th and 7th event, stop in or visit golfthemeadows.com. That's golfthemeadows.com. Owned and operated by the Shakopee Minwakanton Sioux Community.
Anywho, you're heading out to Winter Park.
GCO Perform. Egan now.
I don't call it this. I've decided Ziggy World is what I call it. Boy, I drove by Winter Park the other day just by accident.
Yeah, I haven't driven by
it. Amazing. How many times could you put Winter Park inside this place? 15? If you think putting the Metrodome inside the Ziggy Dome is, you know, the Ziggy Dome is two Metrodomes, right?
Yes.
It's
incredible.
Is eight Winter Parks. It's unbelievable.
It is. The size of just the administrative side of that, the size of it.
Yes. It's incredible. And I can't figure out where the fans, now the fans are coming in someplace different than they were last year, right? Over, or maybe not. I don't know.
I don't know.
They off
different.
To the side.
Yeah, they come through the. Yeah, they park there. There's you know.
But the lot is not over. Last year, I thought the lot was over by the hotel, but now
2 years ago.
But now it's.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, that's possible.
Now there's another one because they were coming in.
And by the way, the hotel. You see the hotel?
Woo. Yeah, they're trying to get, I think are they getting teams to stay out there and stuff? I think they were getting teams.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
I don't know, but the hotel's impressive too, so. So Zim was asked.
Ziggy World, man. Ziggy World.
I got a Zim.
Okay.
Red ass for you.
Today?
Today. So he did a press conference at just after noon today and was asked.
Oh, beautiful.
And was asked, why won't some players get vaccinated? To which Zim said, quote, some of the things they read are just woof out there.
He sounded off today.
Oh, did he go again?
He's upset.
So he's not holding back. God bless him for this.
Yes.
And by the way, people, he's not a liberal. This isn't political.
No.
He only cares about football.
Yes, that's true. This is not a guy who was, unlike Tyce showing up for who's he show up for? The Republican press conference. He showed up for McCain, was it?
Oh, it might have been, yeah.
McCain?
Yeah.
Zim ain't showing up for a Biden, Kamala Harris thing. He's
good
not
for
doing
Zim.
That.
He wants to win football games.
Yes, that's true. And Zim knows that he's out the door if he doesn't.
Yes.
So he got him.
And
again.
So is Kirk probably, too.
Oh, yeah. He got him. Can they get out from Kirk fairly cheap?
No, it's going to be a pain in the ass. No,
but
it's going to be a pain
money?
It's all basically guaranteed. No, it's going to be a complete pain in the ass.
Mm-hmm.
But they might have to do it.
Well, poor Kirk, because he's in a situation that if they – do they open at home this year? I don't even know.
No, in Cincinnati.
Well, whenever they play at home, if they punt the first two possessions, the crowd's going to be booing them. If he would play in front of a full opening night day crowd like he played against Green Bay in the opener last year, he wouldn't make it off the field at halftime.
Oh, the Falcons game. Can you imagine the Falcons game at halftime?
Yeah. They would have crawled down and beat him up.
Boo him right off the field. Good for Zim, though.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Boy, I love the one thing I got to say. The highlight of my week was Rodgers answering his – I wrote that. Rodgers answering his question. Wasn't that unbelievable that a player came out and didn't try to BS you, gave you the blow-by-blow,
and
basically.
I bet he told them flat out, I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, I'm going to tell him.
Because he really did cave for the most part, but on that one he didn't.
Yeah, people are saying that the Packers caved in. No, they didn't.
No.
They got him back. But he was, Brian, he let everyone know that he hates Brian Gutekunst.
Yep.
And Murphy probably,
yes,
too. Yeah.
And Murphy's the guy that's screwing it up.
Yeah, Murphy.
Goody's a patsy.
I think Murphy thinks he's a genius.
No. You? I'm saying Goody's a patsy.
Yeah,
he's
Murphy.
Taking the fall for Murphy.
Yeah.
Murphy's trying to be the GM and president.
Yes. Yeah. He thinks he played and he thinks he's a genius.
Good. Yeah. And he's a former AD.
Yeah.
And those guys are traditionally, I find them to be some of the most pompous asses.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. But and they're going to have a disappointing year. And the Vikings have bad signs to start with. I think somebody's going to roll to this division title at about 9-7. I think we're going to have one of those years.
It'd be fun.
Yeah.
No. It'd be 10 and because they play 17 games now.
Yeah. No,
we're to 17.
10-7.
So 10-7. I got to get my head around what the new, like Declan. I'm bad at math.
So what's the deal? If I play 8 road games and 9 home games, or 9 home games and 8 road games, then I get the
next year.
Then 2 of the exhibitions are in my place.
You know, they have that, but next year they're going to get 9 home games.
Yes.
This year they've got 8.
And by the way,
in San Diego.
And by the way, Roger ain't giving up until he gets 18.
Oh, hell no.
He ain't giving up until he gets these patsies.
All you have to know, and you've pointed this out in different forms for ages, all you have to know is this. In the last CBA, the Player Association basically gave the league carte blanche on health issues.
Yes.
So the reason why they're basically going to ostracize every non-vaxxed player is because the Players Association, not seeing a pandemic for sure, said, sure, you can
and
do whatever
also,
you want.
So they took away the opportunity to hold out.
Why does anybody pay their dues?
They took away the opportunity to hold out for the next 10 years. If you're making no money and you want to make more money, they can fine you, $50,000 a day.
Why does anybody pay dues? If I'm a player, I'd quit.
Yeah.
I'd tell these guys, screw it. I'll not be in the union.
Kirk should quit as quarterback and become the union head because he and his guy got him to pay the whole thing.
You're not wrong.
How about the Mets and Scott Boras?
Yeah.
Mets saying, to hell with you, we're not paying him $6 million, which was 1.25 over the slot. And and Boras wanted $6 million, so the Mets declared him to be, they said he didn't pass their physical examination.
Yeah.
And they just basically weren't going to cave into, weren't to cave
into
Boras.
Why do you
draft
a Boras client if that's what's going to happen?
Yeah. Don't you have to? I mean, that guy's slipping down the board. Don't they have to get Boras on a phone and say, will you take slot?
Yes.
And if he says no, take somebody else.
Yes.
Yeah. So I don't know.
You just basically flush the pick down the toilet.
Yes. All right.
All righty.
All right. Go Twins. Come on.
Get to
14 and 42.
Drive for 100.
Yeah. Or make 100. No problem. No problem. I'm worried about 58 and 104, which would set the all-time record.
Okay.
All right. If you have questions about your retirement savings, do what I did and work with a person that knows what the heck is going on. Work with Josh Arnold, Mr. Money Talk. My guy Josh will give you straight talk and not sugar-coated advice. Learn how you can benefit from Josh's focused approach by setting up your own no-cost, no-obligation 48-minute consultation to review your investments. Call Josh now, 952-925-5608.